Who are the how this and why do they target Israel? Understanding the complex dynamics. Introduction. In today's post, we delve into understanding a critical yet often overlooked actor in Middle Eastern geopolitics, the Houthi movement. Our aim is to shed light on the recent alarming developments, particularly the October 7, 2023, attack on Israel, and to explore the intricate web of regional conflicts that involve the Houthis. The genesis of the Houthi movement. The Houthi movement, officially known as Ansar Allah, supporters of God, originated in the early 1990s in Yemen. Founded by Hussein al-Houthi, it began as a largely peaceful political and religious movement, rooted in the Zaydi sect of Shia Islam. However, the movement rapidly transformed into an armed group, particularly after the 2004 death of Hussein al-Houthi. The transformation into an armed group. The Houthis transition from a political movement to an armed faction marked a significant escalation in Yemen's internal conflicts. In 2014, they seized control of Yemen's capital, Sana'a, and have since been involved in a brutal civil war that has devastated the country. Their slogan, "Death to America, Death to Israel, Curse the Jews, Victory to Islam," reflects the group's radical ideology and its alignment with anti-Western and anti-Israel sentiments. Iran's role. Iran's support for the Houthis is a critical aspect of this dynamic. Tehran has been accused of providing military and financial assistance to the group, making the Houthis a key proxy in Iran's regional ambitions. This backing has not only bolstered the Houthis' capabilities but has also drawn them into the broader geopolitical contest between Iran and its rivals, particularly Saudi Arabia and Israel. Why target Israel? The recent escalation of Houthi aggression towards Israel, including missile and drone attacks on Eilat, can be seen as an extension of Iran's confrontational stance towards Israel. The Houthis' targeting of Israeli interests, such as the hijacking of a cargo ship owned by an Israeli businessman in the Red Sea, also fits into this pattern of proxy warfare. The controversial terrorist designation. In 2021, a significant policy shift occurred when the Houthis were removed from the designated terrorist list, a move aimed at fostering political negotiations in Yemen. However, their continued aggressive actions, including attacks on civilian targets and the incendiary rhetoric of their slogan, have led to calls for their redesignation as a terrorist group. The larger picture. It is essential to understand that the Houthi issue is not just a local Yemeni problem but a part of a larger regional conflict involving major powers like Iran, Saudi Arabia, and indirectly, Israel and the United States. The Houthis' actions, therefore, have ramifications far beyond Yemen's borders. Conclusion. The situation involving the Houthis is a complex and multifaceted issue. Their transition from a political movement to an armed group, coupled with their alignment with Iran and hostility towards the West and Israel, places them at the center of regional tensions. As the international community grapples with the question of how to deal with the Houthis, it is clear that any solution must consider the broader geopolitical dynamics at play. In our commitment to shedding light on these intricate issues, we at Conflict in Focus invite our readers to join us in exploring these topics further, aiming for a deeper understanding and, ultimately, a path towards peace and stability in the region. Thank you for listening for this post. If you find it interesting and worth sharing, please do.